From a British racing family, Sophie Doyle has wanted to be a jockey ever since she can remember.
They bought me a rocking horse, and it used to be back in England, Channel 4 racing was only on a Saturday to broadcast the racing. So she said Saturday morning it would come around, and I'd pull my rocking horse in, and I'd go in her closet where all the silks were, and I'd pull out a racing silks and get on my horse and start riding races to them.
Despite galloping her mother's horses from the age of 11, Sophie's parents weren't very keen on their little girl riding races.
My mum really, really pushed for me to go and be a show jumper. She really didn't want me to be a jockey. And she kind of said to me, well, I didn't think you really wanted to. She said, I thought you were, you know, you liked it, but I didn't know how much you really wanted to do it. And my dad actually would wish that I was never been a jockey and had been sensible and had an office job and worked 9 to 5 and had a good living my whole life and just been a normal person. But I think being a jockey, there's no part of you that's normal.
Sophie enjoyed early success and became the leading female apprentice jockey. But with limited opportunities for women in Europe, she decided to give riding in the States a try. Winning her first graded stakes on Fioretti in the TCA at Keeneland validated the move.
It was amazing. I was honestly very, very confident about this filly running on Saturday. I'd always been high on her since I actually first ever got to ride her back in Churchill on the turf, and since I won the Rolex Anna on her, I said to Anthony, I said, this is going to be a really smart filly. I really like her, and it's amazing how she'd actually been going all winter, and then suddenly from the springtime onwards, she's really blossomed.
Very aware of a jockey's struggles, Sophie was grateful for that winning ride.
It meant so much to me being given that opportunity to ride in a grade 2, and a chance that I never had before when I rode in England, and I knew I had to make the best of it. I just felt it was my moment to shine and make something of myself and make my career, and I just had to grab it with both hands. And I think Fioretti was probably the best horse that I could have ridden in that race for me and for her, that she just gave me so much confidence before the race, the way she was breezing in the morning, the way she had ran her previous races. And you know, we just worked together, and before the race I'd gone through the race with a fine tooth pick, and I just looked and I said, how is this filly 14-1 right now? And then I looked out, we came out to the track, and she's 17-1, and I'm thinking, they really haven't given her any credit for what she's done in her past couple of races. So I was just really confident. I knew my horse, I knew that I loved our draw, and the way the track had been playing as well, it was perfect. Wow, I'm actually going to be going to the Breeders' Cup now.